Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Environmental and social governance continues to gain momentum in the insurance industry, and that certainly includes mutual insurers. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today with Tom Carroll, General Counsel Federal for NAMIC. Tom, so glad you could join us today.
Well, thank you, John. It's good to be here.
Tom, where does NAMIC stand on ESG?
Oh, John, ESG investing has been adopted by a number of the property casualty insurance companies that are NAMIC members, and it's been advocated by several insurance commissioners. And while the goals of ESG investing are laudable, it's been our experience that there are very few agreed upon standards on and the application of ESG investing to the basic fiduciary duties of insurers. And it often raises more questions than it answers. We've been working hard to try to clarify some of these areas and try to provide some more distinction to our members in terms of what they should and can do.
Which mutuals have been particularly active in this area?
John, some of the larger mutual insurance companies have made public statements in general support of ESG investing, and we know that there are, some of the members have specific divisions that are focusing on this, but insurers and our members generally do not share their actual investing mechanics or portfolios with us. So it's kind of hard to tell exactly who's doing exactly what. But in our discussion with NAMIC members, we do know that the portfolio managers are seeking greater specificity, both from the regulators and the market and other companies, on what is and what is not ESG investing. They're still trying to figure this out.
Tom, are there any particular issues for mutuals as it pertains to ESG?
But John, as you may know, mutual insurance companies may have specific investment requirements under state law that are specific to mutuals. In addition, mutual insurance companies are generally not public companies that are subject to the Securities Exchange Commission or exchange requirements. And mutuals don't have to consider investment returns to shareholders in their portfolio strategies as part of their business operations. Subject to mutual reporting and operational requirements, mutuals operate differently than public companies, focusing exclusively on the policyholder interests. So that's kind of a different focus that mutuals have.
That being the case, are ultra-low interest rates limiting insurers' abilities to invest in non-traditional or value-based sectors?
The ultra-low interest rates are probably the biggest issue right now. Insurers surveyed by Cerulli indicated that the low portfolio rates were by far the greatest threat to their investment portfolios, about 88% saying that they were very concerned about their ability to generate returns. So any move to new asset types driven by these low interest rates is particularly tricky in today's expense environment. And the cost of investment may overcome other benefits. So if you think about ESG investment possibly having an additional expense level there in terms of rating a investment by its ESG rating, that expense aspect is something that's particularly relevant in this ultra-low interest rate environment.
Now, Tom, New York and California have been particularly aggressive in these areas. Do you think that'll be the norm, or are they going to be an outlier?
We've seen more and more insurance companies are looking at ESG investment for insurance companies, and NAMIC applauds those regulators that are taking serious looks at the costs and mechanics of these operations. We think that the greatest danger would be for knee-jerk regulation that requires unworkable requirements under undefined standards that impede policyholder protections and somehow reduce the credibility of real social investments from these poorly designed short-term requirements. So good ideas that actually consider investment costs and expenses and operations are relevant, but regulation for the sake of regulation will probably do more harm than good.
And how do regulators, particularly U.S. states and the NAIC, influence insurers' ability to pursue value-based investing?
We see that the greatest benefit that regulators, particularly the state insurance commissions and the NAIC, could provide to value-based investing would be to work directly with insurance portfolio managers to better understand the operations and the impediments that exist today, and to provide practical and workable definitions and standards that can supplement the existing insurance investment. Overly broad political pronouncements that lack objective specificity or operational viability are only going to raise the barriers to value-based investing.
Tom, do you think concerns about diversity and inclusion affect insurance asset management?
Well, no aspect of property casualty insurance today can ignore the critical importance of diversity and inclusion to the growth and development of our industry and overall. Insurance asset management operations, we know, are examining how to increase the diversity and inclusion of their own operations, the services and companies they use, and the impact of the investments they make. The House Financial Services Committee just the other day issued a questionnaire to the major asset management companies in terms of this particular area, and it would not be surprising to have the same type of inquiry be made of the insurance companies. So as these workable metrics and standards are developed to help insurance investment asset management better understand these areas, the good policies and operations are going to follow.
So how are insurers responding to the push for value-based investing?
Well, insurance, as always, are looking to each and every possible standard metric and other source of information on what is value-based investing. And they're struggling daily to separate the opinion and the chatter from the practical application of viable investment methodologies and operations. Is again, and I keep harping on this point, but as definitive definitions, standards, and regulations develop, insurers are going to be a part of this, key part of this development, to ensure that they can protect the policyholders and meet these new obligations and push for more value-based investment.
Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, it's been my pleasure, and thank you for asking me to be here.
That was Tom Carroll, General Counsel Federal for NAMIC. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.